You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Just 25 days left until Labor Day, so many of us are scrambling to get the most out of the summer during these remaining weeks while also getting the most out of our checkbooks. Has the economic downturn affected your summer plans this year? If you've taken a vacation already, where have you gone? And did the economy affect your destination choice? If you decided on a staycation, tell us what you did here in town or are planning to do. We want to hear from you. Give us a call at 212-433-9692 or leave a comment on our show page at WNYC.org. I was thinking a lot about the impact of the weakness of the dollar and what's been happening with the euro. It probably was a good idea to go to Europe a while back when the euro was down to $1.15, now it's back up again to about $1.35 or so. And considering the fact that the weather is so nice today, maybe we should just all take the day off. Our number again, 212-433-9692. You can leave a comment on our show page at WNYC.org. Jason from Brooklyn left a comment on our show page. He said, "My boyfriend and I are traveling to Beijing. Our friend has been living there on a Fulbright scholarship for the past year, and her going away party we promised to visit. We saved all year knowing it was a once-in-a-lifetime chance." Well, that's great if you know somebody who is living in another place, because you could probably stay with them and save on hotels. That is a major part of the expense, I think. I'm not sure about airfare these days. I don't know what it's like if you decide to go out of the country. How much is airfare to Beijing? Our number, 212-433-9692, or you can leave a comment online at WNYC.org. And Ken left a comment saying, "I split the difference. I, my girlfriend, and another friend just returned from bicycling in Quebec, covering 456 miles from Rivière-du-Loup along the Saguenay Fjord to Lac-Saint-Jean and back. We were following a branch of Canada's new cycling route, La Route Verte." A lot of people, I think Brian went cycling on his vacation. "I would if someone hadn't stolen my bicycle last year. I'm actually going to blow a lot. I'm planning to blow a lot of money and go to Italy in September, which means you're going to be hearing a lot of guest hosts. And by the way, I hope you're all excited about the fact that I've been taking Mondays off in August as a way of having a little staycation. And Christopher Walken's going to be filling in for me next Monday, and that should be really exciting. If you remember, he was on our show to talk about play he was in, The Handing in Spokane. And he said that one of his dreams was to host a show. And I took him up on it. We've taken him up on it. And it's going to be next Monday. Let's take some calls. Our number here, 212-433-9692. And Debbie from New Jersey, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Where did you go?
Well, we went in the end of June for 10 days to South Africa to the World Cup and then up for a safari.
Wow. Now, were you soccer fans?
My son, who just graduated from high school, played high school soccer, loved soccer, and it was like a dream. So it was his high school graduation present and my husband and myself's 20th anniversary gift to ourselves.
And
we saved for it for a year.
How expensive is South Africa? I just read that Moscow is the most expensive city in the world. It's hard to believe, considering the fact that
wasn't that expensive, actually. Cape Town, where we stayed initially, where we went to see the game, was less expensive. The restaurants and things were less expensive than Manhattan, and usually it's much less, but they jacked up the prices.
Mm. Did you go crazy with the sound of the vuvuzelas?
You know what? It was worse on TV. We all brought earplugs, and actually it wasn't bad at all. It was a lot of fun, and you didn't even need the earplugs. It was great.
Well, your other phone is ringing. You should probably take it. Thank you
for
calling
us. Okay.
And Nora from Brooklyn. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Leonard.
Yes.
Can you hear
you're
me?
On the air. I hear you perfectly.
Okay, I hear you too. Okay. Well, we go to Western Michigan every year for vacation near the town of Holland, and we usually fly direct from LaGuardia to Grand Rapids, which is a city in Michigan which is small but usually very prosperous, lots of industries there. And this year, we were not able to find any direct flights, and that had me concerned about the state of the economy in Grand Rapids. I know that there are a lot of automotive suppliers there, a lot of office furniture companies there, and so we're concerned that the economy is affecting that part of the world. We'll go find out, I guess, in a couple weeks, but it was very startling for us since we usually get a direct flight, and it takes us less time to get there than it does to the Hamptons.
Well, probably it may not be any problem with Grand Rapids, but more with the number of people flying between New York and Grand Rapids. They have been eliminating a lot of routes that they have found uneconomical. And I'm sure that a flight to Grand Rapids, even under the best of circumstances, is a lot more expensive than a flight to Los Angeles.
Actually, no. It's usually quite reasonable. A couple different airlines usually fly there. And as a consultant, I used to fly there quite a bit for work. I used to fly there to do work for Steel Case, the furniture company that's there. And I know they've been having a hard time, and I imagine the automotive suppliers there mm-hmm. are having a hard time as well. I used to fly there from New York and from Chicago and from San Francisco as a working person, and it was and the direct flights were easy to come by, and they were quite affordable.
Well, Michigan is a state that's in serious economic crisis for a lot of reasons. It's very sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm hoping that we'll still find it a fun vacation destination and not a depressed, gloomy place this year.
Well, maybe they'll be happy to see you because you'll be bringing some foreign cash in.
That's right.
Thank you so much for calling us, Nora.
Okay. Thanks. Have a good day.
And Hannah from Manhattan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, for once I solved my economic problems, I wanted to go and see close friends in Sweden, and I decided the airfares were too expensive. So I sold a very heavy gold necklace, and I went to Empire Gold, and I said, how much will I get for this? And they said $1,000, then $20. Mm. And 10 minutes later, I called the airline, and the return ticket was $1,025.
Ah, so it's costing you $5.
I spent a very wonderful week in Sweden for $5.
And then you can stay with your friends.
And then I could stay with my friends, and we all had a good time.
Now, there is always a problem when you're staying with friends, and that is that if you want to go out and see the town, go to the museums or whatever, go to dinner, you got to do it with the friends. What happens? You get up in the morning, and then you have a leisurely breakfast, and you chat, and you spend a lot more time just being sociable and diplomatic than you might want to be otherwise.
Well, two things. Luckily, we lived in the depths of the country in South Sweden in an old farmhouse. We're all committed, passionate cooks. So what happened was that everybody showed off with the best thing they could think of cooking, and we feasted.
Mm. That sounds good.
Which we would have done in Manhattan anyway. So
now, there are a couple of Swedish restaurants in New York these days. Are they anything like what you eat in Sweden?
Well, I guess smorgasbord is and meatballs, but not much else. Let's say it's not one of my habits to go to Sweden, to go to Swedish restaurants all the time.
Uh-huh. But do you think Swedish cuisine is a good cuisine?
Well, I happen to like herring a lot in all forms and shapes. You know, that kind of Eastern European herring feeling of matches and pickles and herring salad and smoked fish. And it's kind of my favorite food, except that's not what we were cooking. We were showing off.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're a cook, you know.
Well, I've never cooked smoked herring ever.
No,
in fact, I don't think I've ever
either.
Cooked a herring ever.
We didn't do it either. We bought fresh fish and, you know, little crayfish. And
that sounds like fun.
Stuff from the ocean.
And it is cooler there than it is here.
It was cooler, but it was still, for Sweden, pretty hot.
Thank you for calling us.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
And we go now. Well, let me read some of the other things that people have been writing in. One person said that he is foregoing a vacation and taking surfing lessons. Now, I don't know how you apply that if you don't go on a vacation. What's surfing like in the New York area? Okay, let's go to Jessica from Princeton. Hi, Jessica, you're on the air.
Hi, I went on an expedition in the Rocky Mountains with Earthwatch, which is a organization that includes citizen scientists and projects, research projects around the world. Mine was on the effect of climate change on songbird population. It was affordable. I learned a lot. I had a great time, made friends. I'd do it again.
Well, you found a way to do it affordably. Not everybody.
I did.
Yeah. I guess that's one of the strategies this summer.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for calling us. We go now to Shelley from Brooklyn. Hi, Shelley. You're on the air.
Hi there.
What did you do this summer, or are you doing?
Oh, I got back on August 1st from spending 2 weeks in Norway and Iceland. And I probably wouldn't have thought of going to Norway, except 3 years ago I went to India in the summer, and so I reconnected with friends I met there. One is Norwegian and one was Dutch, and we took a car trip, a big circle, going from Oslo up north over to Bergen in the west, and then a circle through the southern fjords. And
isn't Norway expensive?
Yeah, it's its reputation is that it's the most expensive country in the world. Everywhere you go, everything's expensive. So even when you're outside of the cities, things still cost a lot. For example, I was looking for a typical Norwegian sweater to buy, and I found them on sale for $600.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that was for a hand-knit sweater, but I ended up finding one in the town of Bergen at an outdoor flea market that cost the equivalent of American $189.
Still, that's a lot of money. And you'd assume that it's all from local wool. It's not like they had to import the wool.
Yeah, but, you know, the way the system is set up there, everybody's well paid. Everything's made either in Norway or the other Scandinavian countries. And so I guess they can all pay that. My Norwegian friend Stina told me that if you start out as a grocery store clerk, for example, with no other education other than, you know, high school, you start out making about $45,000 a year. So I guess it's the oil that that's the support of the economy there. But
so they just have to hope that the oil doesn't run out. And I understand that that oil bed in the North Sea is quickly being drained dry. So I don't know what's going to happen after it. Maybe the prices of sweaters will come down.
Maybe it will. Maybe it will. And then when I went to Iceland, I also bought a sweater. Things were much more reasonable there. As an American, I got it was 6 kroner in Norway, 6 Norwegian kroner to the dollar, and Iceland was 120 Icelandic kroner to the dollar. So I still bought a sweater there. It was still about $100, but it was also hand-knit.
Well, Iceland is going through a serious economic crisis of its own. Did you see that reflected in the prices or the way people were dealing with you?
Well, some of the people who I talked to, I was hanging out there alone, so I made friends with lots of people working in restaurants and stores and that, and they felt it themselves. Things were really too expensive for them to buy, but it was good for most of the foreigners who were there. But according to the locals, they could really feel it. They didn't feel like they had the freedom to do too much, to go away on vacation or you know, even buy a lot of their own local products.
And that'll affect us because New York is a major vacation destination. Mm. And if people are suffering. I imagine there aren't too many people from Greece who are vacationing this year either.
I wouldn't think so.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us, Shelley.
You're welcome.
And our number here is 212-433-9692. You can leave a comment on our show page at WNYC.org. And Carol left a comment saying, my vacation this summer was what my friend termed an obligation. We've had staycations. This is an obligation. It refers to a vacation that fulfills an obligation usually related to family. I wonder if that's going to make the dictionary. Staycation made Merriam-Webster in 2005. David from the West Village. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. And you? Where are you vacationing?
Well, I already took I had a vacation in Michigan where I'm from, but it was a paid vacation. I had a couple of jobs and then also went to my class reunion. And in 2 weeks, I'm going to Paris for a couple of weeks, but I'm going there on my travel miles with my credit card and staying with a friend. So it will probably cost me less than if I was in New York.
So as long as you charge a lot of things, you can ultimately get a reward for it.
Well, I'm a photographer, so I end up, you know, charging things constantly, equipment and all of that. So, and it was a couple of years since I'd been. I actually have another. I could go around the world again. So,
is Paris still the place you want to go first? I mean, I say it's still the place. What I'm really saying is, if somebody were to say to me right now, okay, tonight on a plane, where would you want to go? I think Paris would be the first choice.
Yeah, you know, I have a. I actually, I'm a photographer and a filmmaker, but for years I taught, and this is actually a kid that I taught in high school who was an exchange student in Paris, and since then he and his mother and his now wife and their baby all live above the restaurant that they opened, which ironically in Paris it's called Attitude, which I thought that was a given, but I'm going to be. He's trying to get me to go there for at least 10 years, and it finally has come past. So.
Well, Paris is the place for a photographer. Every picture is dramatic.
I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you so much for calling us. And our next caller is Raymond from Lebanon, New Jersey. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call. Well, let me tell you about my vacation. It was a working vacation because I went to a medical conference in Osaka, Japan. However, we left Newark Airport with a stop in Detroit, Michigan. We got delayed over there for 13 and a half hours due to snow. However, the plane could not get into the terminal because there was no open space available for the terminal. Therefore, we stayed in the plane all the time. There was no food. There was not even water left.
And they couldn't bring it out to the plane?
They said that the airport was too busy. And finally, after 13 and a half hours, they allow us to get into the terminal because they have to change the crew because the crew could not continue because they cannot be over 8 hours in the plane.
Well, Stephen Slater was complaining.
Yeah, so we complained, and we got $10 a voucher to go eat, but there was nothing to eat at the airport. So we landed in Osaka, Japan, and I have missed my medical conference. However, the place was fantastic. And then we flew from there to Taipei, Taiwan. It was fantastic again. We spent over there 2 weeks. And we were able to get a tour of the eastern part of the island, and it was awesome. Then from there, we flew to Seoul, Korea. My wife is Korean, so we went to visit the family. And again, we had a great time.
This sounds very expensive, Raymond.
Yes, yes, yes.
It was. And you didn't go to the conference. Could you write the conference off anyway?
Well, I am in the process because it's through this year taxes, so I'm going to see if I can get away with it.
Well, it isn't your fault. There was an act of God there.
Exactly, yes. Well, I'm planning to.
Well, thank you for calling us.
Oh, thank you.
And Margaret from Flushing. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi there. Thank you so much for taking my call.
And where are you going, or where have you gone?
Well, tomorrow I'm leaving for Nicaragua to work at a mission with for orphans. They are abandoned, disabled babies in Nicaragua, and as I'm sure you know, Nicaragua is the second poorest country in the hemisphere, and so these folks have no means to really help these babies and children, and this orphanage was started in 2000, and this is my second trip there with a missionary group, and
But you consider this a vacation? This really sounds like
something
else.
Well, it's a week that I'm taking of the summer,
mm-hmm.
and I just think it's awesome. It's been my focus for almost a year now to go back, and really looking forward to it, leaving tomorrow morning, and we'll be there for a week.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful thing to do. If other people want to do that, are there organizations that they can check out?
The organization that the missionary group that we're part of is Mustard Seed Communities, and you can access that on mustardseedcommunities.com, and you can look up Nicaragua, and you can see what is happening there, and yes, how you can assist.
Well, thank you so much for calling us. And Matt from Brooklyn, hi, you're our last. Where did you go?
Well, I went someplace cheap, and I think that is interesting. It was the Finger Lakes region. We went up for like a long weekend, and we could not believe how beautiful it was. And just in our backyard, I mean, it's about a five-hour drive from the city. And when we're up there talking to some locals, they said, yep, it's only known by the locals this year. We went to a town called Skinny Atlas and rented a boat and drove around on the water, and we just had a ball. And I thought it was fantastic because not only was it unknown to us and a new discovery, but it was also incredibly cheap. The hotels were not expensive and everything. Service was fantastic. Scenery is unbeatable. And ultimately, it was very inexpensive.
I once rented a house near Lake Keuka, and it was
A
lot less expensive than renting than going to a hotel.
And what we found also is we were going to rent a home, but you had to do it for a week. Is we mm-hmm. actually stayed in Syracuse, which wouldn't consider really that great of a town, but it wasn't bad. It was nice, and we were able to stay in a luxury hotel for less than $100 a night.
Well, sounds like you had a great time. I guess we should start considering places closer to home, because most of the time when people think of vacations, they think of Europe or California, maybe Grand Canyon, but the Finger Lakes, they're very beautiful. Thank you so much.
We should all consider it because it's close and inexpensive. Thank you.
Okay. Lauren in New Jersey left a comment on our show page. She said, we usually go to Europe on a ski vacation. This year, we bought a 1962 Airstream trailer, and we're going cross-country and visiting national parks. A vacation more like what our parents and grandparents experienced for 30 days. It's usually done in less than $100 a day. I remember when there was a book, Europe, on $5 a day. The good old days. Thank you so much for calling in, and this is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. Stay tuned for more. ¶¶